Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners seek further details on ballot propositions from City and Wright. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Commissioners are considering placing a capital facilities tax for a $208 million multi-use arena at Camplex on the ballot, but they are seeking more information on two other proposed projects, a 1% specific use sales tax for $30 million to replace the Gurley Overpass, and $16 million to expand infrastructure in Wright. The Gillette News Record reported some commissioners want more details before including these projects on the ballot. The deadline for finalizing the proposition language is July 18th. For the November general election. Commissioner Kelly McCreary supports prioritizing the Camplex proposition over others. Commissioner Butch Knutson wants more information and facts before deciding on ballot inclusion, indicating skepticism toward the right project. Commission Chair Del Shellstead expressed interest in allowing voters to reject new taxes for 4 years, but legal constraints may prevent this. Commissioner Jim Ford highlighted that voters already have the option to reject new taxes by voting against the propositions. Commissioner Bob Jordan emphasized community sentiment against new taxes and advocated for straightforward ballot language. Concerns were raised about transparency and maintenance of existing Camplex facilities. Wyoming lawmakers push for special session following Governor Gordon's recent veto actions. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon's recent vetoes have prompted calls for a special legislative session. Cowboy State Daily reported Senator Sherry Steinmetz and Representative John Baer strongly urged legislative leadership to convene, citing the governor's overreach and the importance of legislative oversight. They criticized the 3-day early adjournment of the session, which left no opportunity for the legislature to override vetoes. Baer represented the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, issued a press release highlighting several veto bills, including those on property tax and gun-free zones, as well as the governor's line item veto regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion programming at the University of Wyoming. Baer wrote, "Our founders wisely created a system of government characterized by a division of power between three co-equal branches of government." He continued, saying legislative leaders have destroyed this division of power, elevating the governor to the position of empirical king with unilateral, unchecked authority. Cowboy State Daily reached out to House Speaker Albert Summers. He said he had no comment and hadn't seen the official request for a special session. Senate President Ogden Driscoll wasn't immediately available for comment. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.